Hey folks, Dan Trio here with your closing bell for January 3rd, 2026. If you didn't realize, the government was actually shut down for about 48 hours, but now they're back in operation. So I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that. What we're going to talk about today is kind of that. And also, President Trump came in the other day and he says he doesn't want house prices to go down. He actually wants them to go up. And a lot of people have taken this out of context. So if you're watching this video today, you might be a homeowner, might be a home buyer. Heck, you could be a realtor, loan officer, trying to figure out what happened to those today? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. So today's, the rates really didn't move all that much. Yeah, they're up 0.03. Yesterday, I think they were down 0.01 or something like that. So they're just kind of teetering right through here. So we're not going to basically bypass those for right now. Let's get over to this. Well, first off, let me explain to you who I am and what I do. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're looking for a mortgage anywhere out there, please reach out to me. I'd love to help you. We have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How? I'll give you that at the end of this video. Let's get to this. So what happened is the House just voted and they're reopening the government. So let's get to the new, the new news that we have. So President Trump came out over the weekend, and I think some people are taking this out of context. He's saying, I want house prices to go up. I don't want them to go down. It's like saying the stock market. Well, I'd love to get in the stock market. It's way too pricey, but I'd really love for stocks to crash so I can get in. Well, that's not fair to any other people that own stocks. So basically what he's saying is maybe you don't have to have house prices crash. Maybe we just have to have better legislation to get things through quicker, make things maybe a little more affordable and things like that. So they're coming up with some ideas, and as they come posting, I'll make sure I come out and explain these things to you. So he doesn't want home prices to go down, obviously, and that's what he's basically talking about. He doesn't want the housing prices to crash. But there's two pieces of the puzzle that's really hurting house affordability. It's taxes and insurance. Check out my forecast video that I did earlier. But if you go over the economic calendar, there wasn't really anything in the cards today, but tomorrow we got the ADP payroll report, and it's as important as the government shutdown. So we'll skip past that as well. So the next thing is, let's look at the JOLTS index. Well, the JOLTS index, what this is job openings and labor transfers. This will probably give us more data than that does. So we're going to look at that. And then what we're going to get the rest of the day is going to give us some numbers on inflation. So what we're going to get is down through here, the ISM numbers. They're going to give us employment, manufacturing, and prices. So we're going to get a whole bunch of data in tomorrow. This could be a market changer like the other day. Here's what happened on Monday, and this was what shocked the market. Right through here, this number. The ISM manufacturing PMI, it was in the 40s, and that means basically the economy, it's not contracting, but it's really not doing anything. Anything over 50 is good. Over 50 and 52, 53 is really good, and this is what we got. So they're saying the economy's doing really well, so the stock market on Monday just skyrocketed, and mortgage rates went up a little bit because they're saying, well, the Federal Reserve's not going to cut because the jobs market's going to stay good because manufacturing's good. So when you put all this together, what's really going to happen to rates? I don't really think much of anything, because if you go over to here, here's where the bond markets are doing today. So we've got two of them up on the screen just to give you some correlation here, okay? So what you're seeing on one side over here, these are conventional loans and these are government loans. Well, this is bonds and this is where mortgage rates come in. So if you're new to my channel, here's how we monitor mortgage rates. All you really have to understand is that number up through there. If that number is going up, the bond price is going up, that means mortgage rates are coming down. So over there, we got conventional loans. Over here, we got government loans. So far, it's not bad for today. There's really nothing coming down the pike other than some numbers tomorrow. We're going to see how those affect these things. But I don't really think mortgage rates are going to spike anytime soon, but they're also going to not really reduce anymore because there's really no reason for the Federal Reserve to cut rates, because we have economic news over the last couple weeks that shows a strong economy. And that's kind of freaking some people out. And then also when you get corporate earnings and things like we saw on the GDP and the PMI indexes saying that manufacturing is really robust right now, you're also not going to have a deterioration in the jobs market. So when you go over to this thing, then why is the market really so bad today? Well, this thing keeps going up and down, and we're teetering off of record highs every day. So the markets right now are just, I think they're, I said about 2 weeks ago, these things are really hefty in prices. So I think they just need one little catalyst to say, okay, I'm going to dump a lot of my shares. And you're seeing that in Bitcoin. So Bitcoin went from $120 or $125 a coin. I think it's now like 70 something a coin, $76. That's a massive drop in value. And it's causing liquidation. People buy on margin, meaning buy on credit. So when you have liquidations like this, it even exasperates the selling pressures. So if you're a little confused on what I'm talking about, do me a favor and subscribe over there, because we talk technicals when it comes to finances, stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, and even mortgage rates. And the reason why I talk about this is I'm actually a licensed mortgage and loan officer. So let me show you something we created recently. I created that tool right up through there. It's called RateWatch 2.1. What I need you to do is put in your mortgage information in there, and then let me know at what rate or how much of a monthly savings you want, and we'll call you, we'll text you, we'll email you, because we track these personally. So put in your mortgage information in there, and that's what we're going to do. But if you're looking to buy or maybe looking to refinance and just need some advice, well, do me a favor. Call us, schedule an appointment, or even ask me a question right up through there. We got a bunch of tools here to help you guys out, and we have over 7,000 videos on our YouTube channel. So check those out and more. So my goal today is, and my expectations today is, mortgage rates really shouldn't move today. Those manufacturing PMI numbers are going to maybe sway the markets a little bit tomorrow, but nothing to really spike these things up or down. So if you're closing within 30 days, just lock in, just relax a little bit. If you have a rate over 7%, please check out our RateWatch tool. And if you're looking to buy, maybe buy in the spring or so, check out some of the tools we have down below, those calculators we have as well. I think there might be 9 down there now. And please remember, if you use promo code DAN, they're all capital letters, you can get all the stuff down there for free. But donate a buck at least, would you? But that's our report for today. So folks, if you're a homeowner, maybe home buyer, realtor, loan officer, maybe now you understand a little more on what happened to those today and the whys. Thanks for watching, folks. I'll be back tomorrow at the opening bell to let you know how all this stuff starts yet another day. Thanks for watching. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.